Hey, it's Chris Norton, and along with hey, it's Chris Norton. What's up? And along with Throb City Productions, I'm very, very proud and very pleased to announce I have a new film coming out called Daffy Dick. It's kind of a kooky. It's a comedy. That's sort of a take on the Daffy Duck. He's Daffy Dick. So it's not a duck. Because Daffy Duck was a duck, but this is about a dude who is fun-loving, and he puts on a clown nose when he has sex. And so the sex he has is Daff. It's Daffy. It's Daffy sex. And that's what we call a Daffy Dick. You know, I mean, you can't beat it, man. You know, you just cannot beat it. You couldn't beat it with my meat. All right, holy Christ. Okay, we just started the video cast portion of the pre-show. You really should get the audio. If you enjoy the pre-show, you should listen to the audio part, because sometimes we don't start the video until after we start the audio. I'm Chris Norton, and this is the Chris Norton Throb. This is Call, and this is the Chris Norton Throb Hour. I am really very pleased to announce the new film that's coming out called Daffy Dick, Chris Norton's Daffy Dick. Oh, man. Oh, fuck me. Chris, what's up?
Hey, Phil. Really proud to announce. Hey, Phil, this is Chris Norton. I just wanted to tell you how proud I am to announce Daffy Dick.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, so Chris Norton kicking things off with the Daffy Dick, with the promotion of his new movie, Daffy Dick. Do you even know the movies you've done, Chris? Yeah, I did. I did Restaurant. Took a walk in her backyard late last night. Also did Gagriculture, Farmer's Daughter, the Revenge of Gagriculture. And
that, you know, that's very offensive.
Why?
A woman gagging. You find that?
I mean, it's not. No, she's not being forced. She's just gagging.
All right, don't explain it, man.
Ah. All right, so this is an audition I'm doing. What is? I already did this. Oh, fuck. Did I miss this? No, I didn't. I got one doing tomorrow. All my S's live in Texas. And Texas is the place I long to be.
All my exes live in Texas.
This actually sus. This sus, man. Hey, wait a minute, man. Where is it, man? There it is.
All my exes live in Texas. In Tennessee.
Jesus Christ, on a fucking crutch. Motherfucker. Fuck it. Oh, fuck you people, man. I'm so fucking tired of Facebook I could throw up. I'm not kidding. It's like enough already, man, with the fucking having to comment on every little cunt hair thing and then having to tell me about every goddamn little fucking thing going on in people's lives. Look, people, talking about every instance of your life on motherfucking Facebook is really not good, I don't think. I don't think it's good for you. You know, there are prospective employers out there. There's a part of your life you ought to be keeping a little bit to yourself. And believe me, I'm not talking from complete ignorance here. I know a little bit about it because I'm not a superstar, but I've lived a part of my life. Part of my life is a public life, okay? Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And letting all the shit, all the details of your life out there, man, lets people know too much. There are prospective employers. There are prospective people that you're going to encounter in everyday life who really don't need to know about your every instance of depression, and because they're going to look at you, man, they will judge you based on that and not judge you based on the person that they meet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What the fuck is wrong with this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. So we got Chris Norton. Where am I here? Yeah. This is the Chris Norton Show. Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Mr. Henry. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so you got a new movie.
We do have a new film at Throb City Productions called Daffy Dick.
And what's it called? Daffy Dick?
Yes, sir. General, it's called Daffy Dick. Man, I tell you.
General, let the man... Look, at every time we got Norton on...
Yeah, Daffy Dick is a...
All right. Chris Norton is my guest. Chris, how are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Senator.
Chris, you are a filmmaker. You make adult films. You have a new film out that I want to talk about. But the first thing I want to talk about here is I thought you used to try to market your films in theaters. They don't really, that's not really where it's at anymore, right?
I mean, it's not for me. We did have some arrangements with some of the downtown, well, not downtown, like downtown Tell City and some places like that where we'd have our.
Like what theaters?
Well, there was the Moon Glow. There was the Moonbeam. There was Moon. There was the Moon. There was the Moon and You Theater, and there was also the. This new film is called Daffy Dick, and
I guess it's a comedy.
It is. It is sort of a comedy, but it's about a guy he's just a daffy dude. He has sex with lots of women throughout the film, but he's always has a clown nose on, a clown hat on. And he saves the day. So he'll be like having sex with a woman, and then he'll hear like someone breaking into a house. He'll go and kill the guy, and then go back and continue having sex. Well, I mean, are you laughing with me or at me?
I gotta tell you, Chris, I'm laughing at you a little bit. He beats up some guy that's breaking into a house, and he goes.
Yeah, that's why it's Daffy Dick.
Then I think Margaret should talk about the Jubilee, The Queen's Jubilee, Phil, the 70th. What is it, the 70th? What is this goddamn thing that she's having? What is the Queen celebrating? Fuck. All my exes live in Texas. All right, so... Queen's Jubilee. Platinum Jubilee. What is the Platinum Jubilee? Why is it 70? I thought the Silver Jubilee was 75. Or is that silver? Oh, no, that's 50. What? Well, how long did Queen Victoria do her thing? Are there any Platinum Jubilee events in Ireland? Phil, I don't believe in the Platinum Jubilee.
Well, Phil, I wish Her Highness, good health, but as an Irishman, of course, I don't celebrate the Queen's Jubilee. I don't celebrate anything about the Queen, and that's not to say that I don't...
Well, why don't you? Can't you wish her well?
I wish the Queen health. I wish the Queen happiness. I just hope it's not at the expense of the Irish people, as it has been. And
what do you mean, as it has been?
General, do I have to educate...
Well, let's not talk politics here, man, if you don't mind. Well, what does that mean? That's a very explosive statement.
General, if you're not aware of the relations between the United Kingdom, the occupying powers of Northern Ireland with the United Kingdom and the British government, then why don't you shove off, okay?
All right, sorry. General, you're aware of the fact that there's been enmity, that there's no love lost between Ireland per se,
Well, I didn't know that it was... You're saying it's still hostile.
I'm saying to you that what Ireland represents, the Republic of Ireland, what they've represented, is not exactly what the United Kingdom has been about. And they've made no bones about that. And I don't think it's any secret. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're going to get Father McCorders on here to talk about. All right, so we get Chris Norton and then Father McCorders. Testing 1, 2, 3.